Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
We're going to be playing a round of pop culture Jeopardy here in just a minute. But first, I have to give you a new scam warning.
Oh, no.
There is a new scam out there, and this might be the worst of the worst. People are just so disappointing. And the fact that somebody is preying on people at their lowest time is just beyond gross. So there's a new scam where people find lost pet flyers.
Oh my God, no. I don't even want to hear this.
And then they call the person and say, hey, we found your pet, but they need emergency surgery. Mm-hmm. Can you Venmo X amount of money so we can save your pet's life? So this is going down in Washington State right now, and you're about to hear Justin Hills. He is the pet owner. He lost his cat. And then you're going to hear Dom Baxter, who is the manager of field services of the Seattle Animal Shelter, talking about the scam and what you need to look out for.
They had done some research on me before they called. You know, they knew my name. They knew my cat's name. He has been injured. He was hit by a car. He needs surgery. Do you want to go ahead with that surgery? And then they asked if I could Venmo them $2,800.
We would never ask somebody over the phone to make a payment. We're going to get that pet to a veterinarian and get it care and treatment, and then we'll work out how to get the pet back to the owner after that.
The back of my head is screaming, this is a scam, this is a scam. Your baby, your fur child is missing. I would do anything to get my baby boy back.
People are the worst.
Oh, God, that made me so nauseous listening to it.
Right? I mean, the absolute worst. So that's just, it's a new scam. Because we were talking about recently the text messages about
statistics?
No. Like when you take the HOV lane, like your Peach Pass or something like that.
Oh, the scanner?
Yes. They were scamming people that way. We told you guys about that one because I was getting text messages about the Peach Pass because we have one letting me know that you don't have enough money, blah, blah, blah. But that's all a scam. They're just trying to get your money. And now we have this new one where people are finding lost pet flyers and hitting people up for money to, quote unquote, save their pet.
I just can't imagine having a regular 9-to-5 would be harder than what you're doing with this scam. Not to be like, get a job, but get a job and get a life. And you know what? How about a hobby too? You have too much time on your hands.
You need all three in your life. All right, Rebecca, take it over for Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Yes, it's time for another round of Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Do, 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 do,
yeah, we totally lost it at the end.
I love how high budget this show is.
That's such a good jingle.
Yeah, yeah, high budget and the fact that we can't afford any copyrighted music, so we have to sing our own.
Okay, this is the version of Jeopardy for people who don't know the name of their congressman but have stopped to ask themselves, can Mom Talk survive this? This game and its questions is ripped directly from the show Pop Culture Jeopardy, hosted by Colin Jost, that I finally realized is on Prime. That's where I've been watching it, and that's where you can watch it too. So players, I have 10 clues in total. I will read off the category, the question, and then you guys, the contestants, will ring in by yelling beep, 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 beep to give your answer and win a point.
And we have to word it in a question.
Yes, in true Jeopardy form.
Okay.
Please remember, phrase your answer in the form of a question.
Okay. Beep, beep.
G- Go ahead. You have a question?
Oh, no. Beep, beep. No, oh. That was me.
You're going to have to have different escape between your beep, beeps.
All right.
How about you go beep, beep, and I go doot, doot. Okay.
Beep, beep, doot,
beep,
doot.
Beep, beep. What are you doing, Tommy?
Meep, beep.
Meep,
beep. Meep, beep. Okay. Here is the first category. They turned up at Comic-Con. I saw Donatello, Michelangelo.
Meep, meep.
Doot, doot.
Okay. What are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No.
Permission for her to answer the question or to finish reading the question.
All right. Here we go again. I saw Donatello, Michelangelo, and Leonardo of the Ninja Turtles.
Doo-doo. Who is Raphael?
That is correct.
Yeah! Whoa, what?
She knows her turtles.
Oh my God.
All right. Next up, good advice. Kelly Clarkson advised in her hit song, "You Tried to Break Me, But You See," these seven words.
You tried to break me, but we have to know the seven words?
Mm-hmm.
beep, beep. Mm-hmm. I can't do this anymore. I have a talk show.
No. Oh, I got it. Meep, meep. Doot, 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 doot.
I said meep, meep before you did.
Go ahead.
Okay, Tommy.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Oh, that's correct. Point, Tommy. All right, category is call the exterminator. Blood found in ancient mosquitoes trapped in amber is the basis of this. Meep. Yes, Tommy?
What is Jurassic Park?
That is correct.
Yeah. You have Google pulled up?
No.
You've heard that? Because the guy, the old man with the cane, and it has the mosquito and the amber, and that's where they extracted the DNA to make the dinosaurs.
I haven't seen that.
Clever where they girl. Make the dinosaurs.
Make the dinosaurs.
According to the cartoon.
Category is drunk on pop culture. This cocktail containing vodka, orange liqueur, and cranberry juice is synonymous with Sex and the
beep,
City.
Beep, beep, beep. Mm. What is a cosmopolitan?
Very good correct. Job. Wait, what's that sound? Little delay for the daily double. All right, Tommy, you have the most points, so you have the chance to answer this question for 3 whole points. If your answer is incorrect, then Abby and Kristen will get the chance to steal. Your category is killer movies.
Okay.
Bees. They kill poor Macaulay Culkin in My Girl, leading to this 6-word outcry by actress Anna Chlumsky at the funeral.
Oh, no. I don't know. I've seen the movie. I don't remember.
Kristen?
He can't see without his glasses.
That is correct.
The Burt Show.